Emergency Day Drill by Heidi Pope, based on a true story. If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, Verse 30. Cassidy sat on the living room floor, examining all the items in her emergency backpack. Granola bars, hard candy, canned tuna and crackers, a coloring book and crayons, a flashlight with batteries, a small travel game, a whistle, an emergency blanket, paper and a pencil, and other small things. 5-year-old Cassidy called out,
"Mom, is today an emergency day? I want to use my backpack."
5-year-old Cassidy and her family had gotten the emergency backpacks for Christmas from an aunt and uncle.
"No, not today. I know there are a lot of neat things you would like to use out of your backpack, but if we have an emergency, you'll be glad you've kept them all together. Come on, let's put all the backpacks on the top shelf in the hall closet. Then we'll know where to find them in an emergency."
Cassidy began putting things back inside her backpack.
"I want to have an emergency so I can use my stuff."
Mom sat down on the floor to help Cassidy put the items back.
"Do you remember hearing about the people whose homes were destroyed by a big wave called a tsunami?"
"Yes."
Mom zipped up Cassidy's backpack.
"That was an emergency. It's a situation that happens quickly when people are not expecting it."
"Emergencies are bad things, aren't they?"
"They can be very serious, but when bad things happen, it can give us comfort to have something prepared, something we can grab quickly if we need to."
"Like our backpacks?"
"Exactly. You don't need to wish for an emergency, though. Let's plan an emergency day drill. We'll pretend there is an emergency and that we can only use the snacks and things we have in our backpacks. When we are done, we can replace the things we've used and plan another emergency day drill to keep us on our toes."
"Yes, that sounds fun."
"The Lord promises us that if we are prepared, we shall not fear."
"We should tell the rest of our family about our idea."
"Good idea. We'll talk about it tonight at family home evening."
That evening, just before dinner, Cassidy was reading a book in the living room. Her brother and sisters were finishing their homework in the basement. The lights flickered a few times, and then the electricity went out. The winter sky was already dark, and for a few moments, it was impossible to see anything.
"Mom?"
Mom answered from the kitchen in a calm voice.
"It's okay. Just stay where you are. I'll come get you."
Cassidy blinked her eyes several times to adjust to the darkness. Then her mother reached out and took her hand.
"There you are. Now we need some light."
"There's a flashlight in my emergency backpack."
They walked carefully through the dark house toward the hall closet. Cassidy's older brother, Addison, shouted,
"Who turned out the lights?"
Her sister, Olivia, called out,
"It's dark down here.
We'll get a light for you."
Cassidy held tightly to Mom's hand. When they reached the closet, Mom pulled down Cassidy's backpack and got out the flashlight.
"That's better."
She quickly pulled down everyone's backpack, and Cassidy got out the flashlights so that everyone would have their own light. Dad came in through the door to the garage.
"Boy, it was sure dark out there. It took me a while to find the door. Were you scared, Cassidy?"
"Yes, but I knew where my flashlight was, so that made me feel better."
Looking out the window, they saw that the electricity was out all over the neighborhood, and a thick fog had rolled in. The family gathered in the living room with their emergency backpacks, and everyone chatted excitedly. Dad searched his backpack for his emergency radio and began to listen for a weather report. He listened for a few minutes.
"Well, it doesn't appear to be a winter storm. Hopefully the power will be back on by morning. Your mom and I have decided that we will use this opportunity to have an emergency drill. You can each use only the things you have in your backpacks. Use them wisely, just in case the power is out for longer than we expect. Now that we are all here, we will start family home evening with a prayer of thanks that we were prepared for this minor emergency."
Cassidy pulled a granola bar out of her backpack. She leaned over to Mom.
"It turned out to be an emergency day after all."
Sidebar. Using our resources and worldly goods wisely and extending their life will help us become more self-reliant. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Becoming Self-Reliant. Ensign, November 1991, page 66. End of the story, Emergency Day Drill by Heidi Pope.